so far during the first week of the fair, we've had a card stacker on the show.
Yep.
He's still hard at work next door in the Hall of State. I'm going to check that out. We've had a chainsaw carver. We've had more food vendors than we can count. And today, we have an old-time strongman.
That's right.
A fair strongman with us, Mighty Mike. Juggles bowling balls, tears whole packs of cards in half, and bends metal. All, it says here, while telling jokes and wearing an old-time bathing suit. Like kind from 100 years ago.
That's right.
He's got the handlebar mustache, too. Everything. You can find him. He's on his shows are daily at 2, 4:15, and 6:30 on the Fringe stage. That is on the north side of the Cotton Bowl. He's with us right now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You can put us down now.
No. That's right, yeah.
That's right.
We're juggling off his biceps.
How did you get into this?
This was something I started doing just 10 years ago, but I grew up in Canada, so I'm Canadian, but I got the work visa, so you feel free to call me Mike Johns, my real name. I can do that now. And no, I've been doing this for 10 years. I saw the best street performers in the world at a festival in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And then I kept going. I always was a fan of it, but 10 years ago I quit my job to do it full time.
Were you one of these guys that grew up on a farm and threw around bales of hay when you were a kid?
Absolutely not. No, that's something I tell people in the show. Like I have insurance broker hands. Like this is something that came naturally. This is something that, when I ripped the deck of cards, like I could do 10 when I started, or, and then just a little bit at a time, it kept going. And so I try and tell people, like, hey, you could probably do things you didn't think as well.
So it's not just about lifting or whatever, a bunch of weights and everything. It's about practicing a specific task of whatever that may be.
Consistency, and definitely I got a way stronger during the 2.5 years of government-mandated practice time in Canada, known as COVID.
COVID, yeah.
I love talking about it in Texas because they're always like, well, what happened then? Nothing here.
Yeah.
That's why I came here. So, I practiced a lot. I was training, locked in the house, and then I had a big jump in strength, and now I bring it to these fairs and try and get people to push themselves a bit.
What's the workout routine like?
Yeah.
A lot of rehab. So last year I had a shoulder rotator cuff tear.
Oh, wow.
Which isn't ideal for juggling bowling balls.
That was going to say
no.
That.
Yeah.
Probably from the bowling balls. Yeah.
No, and then so I do a lot of rehab, like prehab stuff in the morning, probably take about an hour, and then 20 minutes before each show. That plus doing the 3 shows a day kind of does it for me.
What's the hardest thing you've done? Or what was the hardest thing to do that you're doing?
Well, one of the hardest things was getting the Guinness record. I got a Guinness record here at the State Fair of Texas 2022 for juggling bowling balls. And it was
how many did you do?
I just did 3, but it was like not many people have qualified on that, so it was a lot of pressure. The main thing was the pressure. Like as soon as I had to have police officers, I had to have managers at the fair, multiple cameras, and it was a one-shot thing. Because if you fail partway through, you're out, you're gassed.
Done.
So it's kind of like, I could try again, but my arms are done. So it's okay, so I really had the one shot. I was sweating. I did it, and there we go. I'm in the book now.
How heavy were these bowling balls?
10 pounds.
10 pounders, okay.
Yep.
Are these the ones I imagine? Who are the people who come and see you? I imagine there's a lot of 12-year-old boys in there.
There's a lot. You know what? Oh, I was one of those kids. So, like, all the parents are like, oh, no, my kid's not going to be an investment banker. They're going to be a street performer now. This guy's ruined my whole retirement plan. That happens. But, I get a good audience of people that come back again and again to the shows. I think we've got a nice where they know I'm always going to try different stuff, weird jokes, and I've brought other performers as well, magicians, acrobats, rock and roll guitarist, stuntman, and a contortionist as well.
You hit them with some corny dad jokes?
Here and there, you know what I mean? Like, I'm the strongest man in the world willing to wear this outfit. You know what I mean? The strongest man in my price range, you know? It is what it is.
What's the next feat? What are you working on that you think, okay, I probably can get this, whatever it is?
Well, I might bring back an old feat for me.
Okay.
Well, I know that Cirque du Soleil brought their own strongman, which is he's here.
Oh.
I know, and I told people in the crowd, but, like, fortunately, you guys are too cheap to watch that show, so here's the strongman you can afford.
Yeah.
And then they watched me, but he does a trick that I used to do where you take a nail and wrap it up in a towel and drive it through a board, and that used to be my big finale. So I might bring that back next year.
So you take a nail.
You squeeze it real tight. Slam it through.
Slam it in. No hammer needed.
No hammer. Yeah, and you pop a balloon on the bottom. So,
good Lord. Right. I need that kind of thing. Who needs a hammer?
All right, that is Mighty Mike, the strong man, who is in this country legally.
That's right.
Listen, thank you so much for stopping by. This is fun. And, again, you're on the north side of the Cotton Bowl, right?
Fringe stage, yeah, 2 o'clock, 4:15, 6:30. But there are performances there all day from 12:30 right through to 6:30.
That's awesome. All right, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it.
A real live strong man on the show with us this morning.